Good afternoon. High pressure continues to dominate the weather picture across interior New York and New England, keeping the weather dry today. Some cloud cover will mix in, but sunshine will dominate through the afternoon hours, and this will help push temperatures into the lower to mid-30s on average, with colder readings staying in the 20s closer to the Canadian border and in the Adirondacks and Green Mountains. Either way, skies will clear out tonight and temperatures will be seasonably cold overnight, with most locations going back into the middle teens, with some places in the single digits by tomorrow morning. With that high pressure center in control through the day on Monday for the holiday, we'll see mostly sunny skies and temperatures will be a bit higher on Monday afternoon and in the middle to upper 30s. At this point, we'll track a couple of low-pressure systems out of the Midwest and mid-part of the country and in our direction. Clouds will be on the increase Monday night, and skies will be cloudy on Tuesday with a good chance of showers across the region, especially in the afternoon hours, but we're talking about just plain rain showers with highs around 40. As the second wave of low pressure moves through on Wednesday, skies will be mostly cloudy with rain showers again and highs in the lower 40s. Slow clearing Wednesday night and still some clouds around Thursday morning, perhaps even a shower, but a mix of sun and clouds in the afternoon will carry temperatures in the lower to mid-40s. Dry weather late in the weekend to start the weekend and still unseasonably mild with temperatures in the mid-40s and a mix of sun and clouds Friday, and with high pressure in control mostly sunny and in the mid-40s on Saturday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, widespread freezing rain will continue over much of Oklahoma, Kansas, and Missouri through Sunday and Sunday night as warm advection aloft overrides sub-freezing temperatures at the surface. Ice storm warnings are in effect from the Texas Panhandle to southern Illinois, including Kansas City, Omaha, Des Moines, and St. Louis. Ice amounts in excess of a half inch are possible in these areas of the Central Plains, which is enough to cause severe travel disruptions and power outages. On the colder side of the system to the north and west, snow and sleet are likely, and winter storm watches and warnings are out from eastern Colorado into the upper Midwest, including Minneapolis. As much as 6 to 12 inches of snow could fall in some of these locations, or a combination of snow and significant ice. To the south, in the warm and unstable air, there is a severe thunderstorm threat in south-central Texas. Large hail, damaging wind, and isolated tornadoes are all potential risks, accompanied by periods of heavy rain that could produce flash flooding. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 83 degrees at Alice and Cotulla, both in Texas, to a low of 42 below zero at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the lower 40s, Boston mostly sunny in the mid-30s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the lower 30s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today 30 degrees, the average low 14. The record high 65 set in 1995, and the record low 20 below zero in 1957. Sunrise this morning was at 7:23 a.m., sunset this evening 4:47 p.m., 9 hours and 24 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as for the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid-20s to lower 30s, clearing tonight 5 to 10 above. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-30s, clear tonight with lows in the mid-teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs right around 30, partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower to mid-30s, clearing tonight with lows in the mid-teens. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid-30s, clearing tonight with lows in the mid-teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, mid to upper 30s. Tuesday, cloudy skies with showers, especially in the afternoon, near 40. Mostly cloudy with rain showers again on Wednesday in the lower 40s. A mix of sun and clouds on Thursday and Friday in the lower to mid 40s. And mostly sunny skies on Saturday with high temperatures once again back into the mid 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.